Thank you, Julie. I cry every time I hear that song. Don't you think it's time? During the first 4 months of 2015, we are taking a section of the Unity Church of Lawrence mission statement and holding it in consciousness as we envision Unity Church of Lawrence moving into a greater manifestation of its mission. As divine order would have it, during the month of February, we are looking at the portion of our mission statement called Sharing Love. In January, when we looked at the creation of the original mission statement, I had the opportunity to read an email from Tanya Mayer, a longtime Unity member, board member, leader, that's now living in Arizona. And today, I want to share an excerpt from that correspondence about the Unity Church of Lawrence mission statement. Tanya writes, "And the phrase, where love is shared, stated so well how the community felt about one another. Love permeated the very fiber of the community, from the smallest team meetings to board meetings to Sunday morning services. I love the memories." Thank you, Tanya. We love hearing your perspective too, and we know that Unity Church of Lawrence is a community of love. So what is love? I was out and about in Lawrence yesterday, and when you walk into most stores right now, you're blasted with the field of red and pink and white and anything heart-shaped. So most shoppers for those items would tell you to them at that moment that love had something to do with romance and honoring their significant other. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, defines love as the harmonizing power of the universe. Harmonizing power. Think of an orchestra, how it harmonizes. Aren't they connected? Harmonize, connection. In his book called On Love and Happiness, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, a French Jesuit, paleontologist, and priest, described love as a cosmic force, not limited to human beings, but finding its highest expression through them. He calls us, human beings, up to the highest expression of love. He called love the most universal, most tremendous, and most mysterious of all forces. In Jesus Christ Heals, a book that we're reading some excerpts from for the Healing and Wholeness class on Thursday night, Charles Fillmore writes, "God is not loving." That's kind of radical. He says, "God is love, the great heart of the universe and of man, from which is drawn forth all of the feeling, sympathy, emotion, and all that goes into the joys of existence. God is love in everybody and everything." He goes on to say, "God is love, and man becomes loving by permitting that which God is to find expression in word and act." The point to be clearly established, he writes, is that God exercises none of these attributes. None of his attributes we're studying in that chapter. Except through the inner consciousness of the universe and man. That makes us co-creators with God. And the final quote about love, powerful quote, Mechtild of Magdeburg, a 13th century mystic, had this to say, "The soul is made of love and must ever strive to return to love. It can never find rest nor happiness in other things. It must lose itself in love. We are called to lose ourselves in love, to surrender to love. So before we can do this surrendering, we must first know who we are if we are to claim our connection to this spiritual idea of love. So who are we? In Unity, we teach that we are indeed spiritual beings having an earthly experience. That first and foremost, our truth is that we are divine children of God, having this spiritual experience. In her book, Return to Love, Marianne Williamson writes, "We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us." Remember, we're that channel. God doesn't move the attributes. We move those attributes of God. We're born to make manifest that divinity of God flowing in and through us. Are we going to let that happen? Can you feel that happening, that calling into movement, the love and joy and peace of God? Can we own that? Can we envision that for ourselves and for our community, that we are being God's vibrant, glorious manifestation of love in this world? Was that a cosmic yes? We are called higher. So we are conscious creators connected by love. And I love from, I'm so glad I saw her come in today, because I just loved Pam's talk last week. And I have just been saying this over and over from her talk. We are quantum effects animators. Did you know that? We are quantum effects animators. Can you say that with me? We are quantum effects animators. How can you say that and not feel powerful? How can you say that and not feel creative energy come through you? So it's up to us to own this connection. This harmonizing principle can move through us. If we don't see love in the world, I'm sorry, we need to own that we're the block in the channel. We are that movement of the harmonizing principle of love. We are the quantum effects animators. So we get to look at what has this community consciously created. Unity Church of Lawrence has created a place where love is shared. Sharing love is our mission. We're doing it. It started in the consciousness of those that became before us many years ago. It got a jump start when that first group came together to form the first mission statement. It got another jump start when the next team came together to empower that mission statement even more. So the question is, how is this community, this consciousness of sharing of love, outpicturing now? So we're going to be looking at some examples of sharing love. The first one we're going to look at is about people. So if you look in your bulletin, I hope you see that you have two post-its in the bulletin. If the purple one... I was thinking that it would be the purple one, but if, yes. So the purple one should be on top. And there should be a pen in the chair in front of you, unless, of course, you're on the front row. And then we can find some pens behind you. All right, great. Thank you so much for doing that. All right. So anybody need a post-it or a pen? All right. Tom, you want one? You're okay? Okay. All right, so I invite you just to take a gentle breath, and you might want to close your eyes for a moment. I want you to recall. Recall a time when you saw someone at Unity Church of Lawrence. It could be something in the building, something outside the building. When you saw someone from Unity Church of Lawrence being that expression of love in this world. Think about it. And when we honor something, when we think about it and reflect on it, we give thanks for it. So I want you to use that post-it to write a thank you. It could be, thank you, Jerry, for everything you do every week. Write a thank you note. Okay, and as you finish, I need five people real quick, five people that are done to come up, and I invite you to share what you are being thankful for, what you are recognizing. Five, I need five. All right, now I need four. Thank you, Clay, come on up. All right, go ahead, yes.
This is kind of an inside joke, but...
Two more.
The first time that I met Carla Muma, I... at church and didn't have any idea who she was, and I just remembered that she gave great hugs.
I hope she still is. Come on up. Come on up. One more.
Mine says thank you, Becca Burns and Baxter, for the praise dance.
All right. That was good. All right. Marlene?
Mine was a thank you to Beverly for creating a beautiful card in memory of our animal, Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right, Erica, good to see you, girl.
Hi.
Getting over that cold.
Yeah. Well, my thank you is to you and for sharing your inner city self with me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
My thank you is to Gary for elevating the experience every Sunday with his music and his personality.
All right, thanks everybody. Awesome, wonderful things that we're doing here. So for everybody, whether you got to come up and share yours or not, when you leave today, I want you to take that purple post-it and I want you to put it on the board that says sharing love. That board right there on the door of the sanctuary, all right? Cool, we're gonna get lots of them up there. All right. So, we've done great, we got this far, but now remember, these first 4 months are about calling us as individuals and as a community into even greater expression of this mission statement, into even greater expression of sharing love. Going back to what Charles Fillmore said, the point to be clearly established is that God exercises none of his attributes except through the inner consciousness of the universe and man. It is up to us. We need to do our part. All right, so first we start with consciousness, right? Always begin with our consciousness. And again, I loved what Pam shared last week. It just totally dovetailed into my talk today. The three ways of mastery, the third was use our superpower of love. Use our superpower of love. Love is something that we can do in every moment, at everything we look at. In our consciousness, we can give love to every moment. Is it going to be easy all the time? No. But we can make that conscious choice to do it. I love what author Elizabeth Gilbert says. She wrote, Eat, Pray, Love. Right. And she shares about how, especially when she's just having a really hard time with something, just seeing all the negative around the situation or person, she gives herself a time limit to go on a mini retreat. So she goes out and looks for some beauty in the world. She looks for a way to see love going on in the world. She looks for a way to shift her consciousness. And we need to do that when we are just so bogged down with a lot of the negatives, or we've just finished watching two newscasts in a row. We need to make that conscious choice to remember, to resonate, and choose love. Second, Pam said we need to give up our misperceptions about love, that love is only this romantic thing, or that love is just limited, or can we really own that it is the vibration of God moving through us in the universe? Can we own that? And we need to learn to love our own part in the creation process. Because sometimes those things that come up that we want to judge, we're like, how did that come up for me? We want to judge it, and we block off that flow of good in and through us. But if we send love out to it, it can transmute that experience, that memory. It can bring us a lesson. It can teach us or remind us. It can remind us that issues and problems are usually not solved at the level with which they occurred. They are transmuted and solved at the higher consciousness, that power and level of love. So, how do we bring sharing into even greater manifestation? Are we ready? Are we each ready to be that greater expression of love? Are we ready to realize that we are the action of the harmonizing principle in the universe? There's disharmony. Ours to do is to be that harmonizing principle in that moment. Will we believe that not only can we do it, but will we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is why we came to Earth? To be this expression, the attributes of God? Can we claim that for ourselves? Can we know that we, each person here, has chosen Unity Church of Lawrence to be a place, a wonderful place, where we can be that love in the world? Will we lose ourselves in love, as MacTilde of Magdeburg encourages us? Will everyone coming into our community, coming through those doors, whether it's for an hour, a year, or a lifetime, will they know that sharing love is our mission? Will they know that they've been welcomed, accepted, and loved beyond measure? It is the consciousness that will drive Unity Church of Lawrence forward into greater expression of its purpose and mission in the world. Will each of you be a part of it? So, let's turn once again to our bulletins. There's a second post-it there. Now, this post-it is just for you to keep. You're not going to share it with anyone else. So I invite you just to take a gentle breath again. If you want to close your eyes, that's fine. I want you to ask yourself, how will I move into greater manifestation of sharing love? How will I create the movement of love through this community? What am I being called to step into? Might be in your consciousness, might be in action. What am I being called to co-create? Okay, and when you're finished, I invite you to put it away in your wallet so you keep it with you, in your purse, it's in your pocket. Jerry's putting her on her forehead. In closing, I want to share with you one of my favorite poets about spiritual love, all aspects of love, is the 13th century mystic Rumi. This is from the translation, The Path of Love. And he is speaking about the garden of love. And it's translated as, if you are not headed briskly towards that garden, then get rid of your congestion and smell the fragrance. Let it draw your soul to the garden. So this week, my friends, may the sweet fragrance of love be calling you closer to your inner garden, where you know the truth that you are already one with God, where you awaken to your divinity and commit to being the expression of love, the connection with love every day. Namaste.